Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That is what I intended to share with you that evening. And when I say I don't want to let go, what I mean is... what I'm trying to say is that I...
I understand. Can I hug you?
You don't have to. I know it's not always your...
But I can? Don't wanna let go. Don't want to let go. I'm glad you stayed.
Thank you.
I brought the little quiches you like. I could go warm them up.
They're excellent regardless. Thank you, Jackson. You've become so reliable, even when one is used to being so self-reliant.
I like that. Become reliable. Become reliable. There are things I haven't told you yet, too. I got a message from Ramon. It's easier to send messages now. There are channels. Secret and not so secret. But security makes other things hard. They can travel inside the walls. People can travel out, too, but then they can't come back. Ramon and Chen are safe. Sarah, Kira, Maru, my stepsisters are safe. Cousins and step-cousins are safe. Chen manages our building and opens up the empty units so everyone can stay together. Some of my cousins aren't on the lists. It's safer together. My parents... they said my parents left. Some people were going to start a new freehold. My uncle tried to get them to stay, but the freehold was more important. No one has talked to them since they left the walls.
I'm sorry, love.
It's okay. My uncles, my cousins, my step-cousins. My uncles, my cousins, step-cousins. Step-cousins. Chen taught me to cook. I was 10. My mom left me there any time she was in a show. Chardon, my step-pair, wouldn't handle me. Couldn't handle me. They were new, and I had lots of meltdowns. So Mom took me to my uncle's. It was louder than at home, and it didn't smell the same. So many cousins. But Chen taught me to cook. He said it was how he kept his cool. Mixing, salting, a slow, rolling boil. I learned to deglaze a pan. I made jus. He was right. It helped me keep my cool. Watching a souffle rise or a cake settle. Waiting for the pop of the rice cooker. Everything else faded enough that I could handle it. On the bus back home, I'd read recipes and watch videos about the ingredients. Mom held my hand and sang quiet. She was always rehearsing. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. When I got older, she stopped picking me up. I rode the bus on my own. When it was two, I had hold my own hand and sing to myself. I got a job in a restaurant, so I was on the bus a lot. The restaurant was okay. It was loud, but I was cooking. But they wouldn't let me choose the menu.
So, not enough science.
I taught myself the science. Some of my cousins played soccer. I made sure they had the right supplements. When Ramon got sick, I made foods he could eat.
You still spent a lot of your time there.
Every week, everyone got together. My uncles, my cousins, my parents, stepsisters, stepcousins. Chen and I made the big family dinners. Roast duck and tofu, baked sweet potatoes, elote, fried green beans. My mom liked cheesecake. I always made cheesecake. My cousins were older then. They got easier. When you're doing the cooking, if the table is too much, you can go hide in the kitchen. The dinners were our gravitational pull. If anyone missed a week, I took them leftovers. During university, I brought back friends. Sam, Abdel, Zara. Zara married my cousin Diego. Sam is living in the basement of our building. Sam and Zara are safe.
But not Abdel.
There was an accident. Not now, when I was still there. They say his name at every dinner.
It must have been quite an upheaval when you told them all that you were leaving for the moon.
Chen's mother was visiting. Z taught me to make jiaozi. Pork and chives, chicken, cabbage and ginger, spinach and mushroom. Spinach and mushroom. It was hard to learn the folding. Z couldn't slow down enough for me to follow.
That's how I feel when I watch you work.
It was the same week they sent my contract. I put the envelope under my plate. I practiced what I was going to say. Moonbase Theta. Moonbase Theta. Moonbase Theta. My uncles knew I was trying. I would surprise all of the others. I thought Mom might sing Fly Me to the Moon, and we'd have dumplings. Fly me to the moon. Fly me to the moon. That week, my parents stopped coming to dinner. They were busy. They had other things to be done. My stepsisters were there. Sarah, Kira, Maru. But not Mom. Not Sharon. We ate the dumplings. I told everyone I was leaving. People said congratulations. No one sang.
Jackson, I'm...
My stepsisters were there. Sarah, 13. Kira, 13. Maru, 10. After dinner, they asked me how I made the dumplings. They did better pleats. They started making Mom drop them off early to help cook. They stayed late and washed up. Kira cried the day I left for the moon. I cried the day I left for the moon. The day I left Chen and Ramon, Sam, Zara, Diego, Sarah, Kira, Maru. It was hard to leave. Too real. Too. And then I woke up again, and we couldn't send messages.
I was still awake when that part happened. It was dreadful, like I'd broken my vow. Though I haven't sent any yet, now that it's feasible again. Love, if you need to go back there...
No. Yes. When it's possible. To visit. To tell them about the plan. About my family here. Nessa, Harold. To introduce you. To make you part of our dinners. To put my family together. Everything I learned to make together. And to see yours, if you want. If we can, but then back here to the work to be done. To be done, to be done, to be done. Together.
I understand. If I could request one more hug. Perhaps you could teach me how to make dumplings.
I'd have to prep the ingredients, and we don't have chives, but...
It doesn't have to be now. But let's put that on our list, okay? You've reminded me I should compose a message to Tumnus, and another friend she's currently visiting. When we do make it to Earth, they'd be on our list.
I should plan my next menu. Where's my tea? Work to be done, work to be done. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you for listening. This episode featured Cole Burkhart as Jackson and Toe Zaman as Ashwini Ray. The script was written by DJ Silvis. Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. We'll be back next week, but on Earth, with a bonus episode featured on Anung and the journey she took way back in Season 3. Until then, you can find us on social media or visit our Discord server to chat about the show. You can also support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions if you want to help us pay the bills and get behind-the-scenes information about MTO and the next show we're developing right now. TTFN, Moonbasians!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.